You know, it is so unpresidential for them to respond to a comic.
I get what I am. I'm the shiny object. I get it. We all know what's going on here. They're using me as the shiny object so that nobody's talking about his FBI investigation. All right? I get it. And I made a horrible, horrible mistake, and I made a horrible call. I understand. But everywhere I go, people actually come up to me. And I, like I said, I go everywhere. It's what I do. And they say, you know, oh, I'm a housewife and my kids have been driving me crazy. And, oh, I just needed 2 hours to blow off some steam. And I'm glad you went there and you're saying the things I'm thinking. That's, those are my peeps. I'm not for everybody. I'm barely an acquired taste, frankly. on a good day, I'm an acquired taste. But honestly, my whole career, I'm 56 years old. I'm 110 pounds wet. I've had everybody turn on me, and I just want to make people laugh. That's all I want to do. So I screwed up. But I want the gay guy who came to see me in Lake Charles, Louisiana a few weeks ago, who said, I wanted to come here because I'm scared to come out, but I get to come here and laugh for 2 hours. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm here. It's honestly, it's not for me. It's for them. I think a few people might actually be watching me, and I want them to see this old dame. I'm not laying down for this guy. I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to make jokes about him and the housewives and Kardashians. But, you know, he does provide a lot of material. I mean, you got to be honest. He really, it's a good time to be a comedian. It's scary to be a citizen, but it's a good time to be a comedian.
That's great. Should we take some questions?
Did I do everything wrong? I did everything wrong.
You're fabulous. Okay.
I don't know how this part works.
Okay, let's start over here. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. December 9th, reporter Shira Levine, quoted you as saying that you were happy to deliver a beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron, and that you, quote, wanted to go down hard on Donald and go direct for Barron Trump.
When is this quote from?
This is a quote.
Yeah, I've said that in my act.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said that in her act.
Years ago.
So you admitted you're going after Barron Trump. Is that what this is all about?
How is she going after Barron Trump?
I think a comic should be able to make fun of everybody. Like,
I apologize. My question was for Lisa. Are you aware that your client is trying to go after Barron Trump?
Okay, so that's a ridiculous, misleading question. And no, she hasn't said a single word here today about Barron. You're talking about something from a comedy act from years ago, I think. And let me talk about this issue of children, okay? We can have edgy comics in America. Comics can say things that are not appropriate for children. Comics can create images that are not appropriate for children. Many things on the news are not appropriate for children. I'm a parent of 2 adult children and a teenage foster son. It is my job as a parent to filter out what is appropriate for my children. It is not the job of a comic to filter everything down to the level of an 11-year-old. She gets to make the comedy and the art that she wants to make, and the parents decide what's appropriate for children.
Up, you think every news organization can block out